Welcome everybody, shir number 1113. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Daif from Rav Aaron Zissel. Lilinishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lirafur Shlema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Okay, today I would like to start a new malacha, our next malacha. We finished the malacha of Zareya planting. We spoke about, we did the malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Like we mentioned a while back, that we want to try and go through some of the outdoor malachas and how they protect, how they apply, right? So we spoke about koitzer uprooting and planting. Those are various different outdoor, in general, outdoor halachas. Another one, which is sort of a little bit indoor, a little bit outdoor, but that is the malacha of tzad, trapping. Sometimes it applies outdoors, sometimes indoors. It depends where the situation is. For example, people, there's insects, there's flies flying around, there's a mosquito, there's a bee. What could I do to get rid of it? Is there, am I allowed to put a cup over a bee could put a cup over a mosquito? Now there's another malacha which I want to explain, which is not very close proximity, but it's fairly close, and that is the malacha of shoychet, slaughtering, which is obviously nobody's slaughtering on Shabbos, but it has to do with killing. What do we mean by killing? Nobody, but part of it, anyways, killing insects, for example. It has to do with making oneself bleed and other things also, which we'll talk about when we get to that malacha, but the part that might be a little bit overlapping into our malacha is the malacha of shoychet, which is, again, killing. Am I allowed to kill? There's a fly. Am I allowed to kill a fly? There's an insect. Could I kill the insect? Could I step on an ant? All these various different type of questions which come up. Then there's the question of trapping it, right? Could I trap? There's a bee in my sukkah, the famous shayla, the age-old shayla. There's a bee in my sukkah, I want to trap it, right? I put the cup over it, is there a problem with that? So you could kill it. I mean, there's two different ways of doing it. The person can either trap the bee or kill the bee. So what's better? How do we work? So with some of the Shailas and questions which will come up might overlap into the malacha of shoychet, which I possibly might be the next malacha. We'll see as we go down, either shoychet or chayresh, plowing, which we want to try and get to, which is also an outside malacha. Okay, so be it as it may, let's get started on our new malacha of tzad, trapping, and see what that's all about, in practical applications and so on. So first of all, we want to know. Okay, so we always start out with from the Sefer Lamentos Melachos. We try and give the introduction that he brings down as he does so beautiful. Once again, we do that with Tzad on the Melacha and on the page 851. He brings it on page 851, introduction to Tzad, trapping. So he says, where do we have, first of all, we look back in the Mishkan, where was Tzad done in the Mishkan? Where was their trapping needed in the Mishkan? To obtain hides, he brings down, to obtain skins, hides that were required for the leather and fur coverings of the Mishkan, or the coverings, bechlal, the animals from which these hides were taken, from the rams and the tachash and so on, they first had to be captured. Any animal, obviously, before you take the hide, you have to capture it, right? We can't take off skins of an animal before we actually catch it or trap it or whatever. So obviously the first step is trapping. So that is one of the Lamed Tes Melachas. He just brings down, by the way, Agavurcha, that the Tachash was a species of animal that existed in the time of the Mishkan and is now extinct, which you have it, so on. But so he says the animal possessed an exceptionally beautiful fur, which was used for the Mishkan. Okay, but be it as it may, it had to be trapped, and they had to take off the fur and so on. Obtaining these animals involved the malach of tzad, trapping, as performed in the Mishkan. There are others who also want to say that tzad, capturing, where was it required? And the Mishkan was required for trapping the chalazon, which was a rare species of a small fish, which they use for tcheles, blue dye. Okay, it's a whole machlokes. We have it today. We don't have it today. We're not going to get into that right now. For tzitzis and so on. So that was another trapping that was done. Now, these precious dyes were required for the areas of the covering of the Mishkan. So then he says it will be seen in that for most practical purposes, trapping almost all animals is not allowed, whether it's midya raisa or midya bonon under tzad, which we'll see. In other words, not just insects. We said insects. There's many different things, right? A person could trap a deer. You could trap anything. You could trap, trapping a deer, for example. He brings down trapping a deer, a stray dog, to keep as a pet. The person wants to keep as a pet a stray dog for whatever reason. They want to do that, but be it as a mate. So trapping all that, or even catching fish, right? Somebody wants to go fishing. I want to catch a fish from the lake, or removing a small goldfish from a large aquarium, right? Somebody has a goldfish swimming around. Everybody knows the kids. I don't know about today. I know when we were kids, we used to have these tanks with goldfish in it. So on Shabbos, you want to grab, catch a fish, or somehow, trap it, take it out, or whatever the case is. So all these are examples of the malacha of tzad, trapping. It doesn't matter really. It doesn't matter as far as a ground animal, water animal, it's all the same. As long as you trap it and you take it out of its, and you bring it into a smaller environment, we'll see exactly what the iser is. That is the malacha of tzad, trapping. We're going to see also that there's times that tzad could also be done possibly where you just enclose an animal. You don't have to, like grab onto it, like a deer or something like that, which we'll see. Sometimes possibly even just closing a door to a room could be a problem of tzad. Maybe the rabbanon, maybe the raisa, depending on the animal. So we're going to see. And then we're going to see there's sometimes even the capturing an animal. The animals are muksa in general. That's not the question. So we're not going to get into that part of it. But we'll see sometimes even trapping an animal sometimes could be no problem with it. Type of an animal that doesn't move at all, possibly. But we're going to see all these as we go down the line. Now, I do want to mention, it does sound like sort of like an abstract malacha, like, hello, what am I doing? I'm not going to be catching any deers. I'm not going to have to catch stray dogs or whatever. But it comes up a lot in reference to insects, like I mentioned, bees in the sukkah, right? Flies, mosquitoes, various different questions that do come up. Sometimes a bird flies in somewhere. Am I allowed to close the door to the house? Right? A bird flew in the house. Could I close the door? Could I open the door? How does that work? Okay, we'll continue next time. I just want to end off a reading again from Lamentes, Sefer Lamentes Melach, as he defines the basic premise of tzad, what it's all about. He says the malach of tzad may be defined as the forcible confinement of any animal or living creature. This includes any method of confining, conventional or otherwise. So, I'm sorry, I said conventional or otherwise. So we'll see exactly. The bottom line is confining the animal from when it's able to run free. And we're going to start to get into some obviously practical applications and see how it applies. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.